Nolte, Trump-run U.S. added 172K jobs while Democrat-run Hollywood lost thousands. By John Nolte on June 5, 2026. America added 172,000 jobs in May under President Trump. Meanwhile, in the Democrat-run, left-wing entertainment industry, thousands of jobs were lost. The national job gains were not felt across industries, reports the far-left Deadline. Jobs in movies and music fell by 2,700 to 328,000. And employment among broadcasting and content providers fell by 4,000 to 333,200. The figures come from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hey, an industry that freaking hates us and is desperate to queer and groom our kids is shrinking. Somebody quick craft me a violin so I can not play it. Learn the code, bitches. Oh, wait, AI put an end to that. Maybe you should learn to, I don't know, mine coal? I know, I'm supposed to have sympathy for people who lose their jobs. Or at the very least, pretend I have sympathy. But I don't. All that went out the window when the entertainment industry openly began to groom little kids with their queer, trans, gay sex, and drag queen crusade. The industry has become purely evil and no one in good conscience should have anything to do with it. I get that there are good people outside the industry trying to do good things in the world of entertainment. Godspeed to them all. These people are not them. Decent people want the entertainment industry to fail. It cannot be reformed, so its destruction is the only solution. And those people who did lose their jobs? They are much better off far removed from that den of sin. There is some hope for their salvation now? Imagine how much better those U.S. job numbers would be if Democrat-run institutions like Hollywood and the news media were not shrinking due to mismanagement and the ongoing idiocy of insulting more than half your customers as racist MAGA darts? Oh, the irony of being insulted by members of the Nazi Tattoo Party. When Hollywood was merely left-wing, I still rooted for its success because that meant people were enjoying the product, so who cares who produced it? I didn't. That all changed for me when Hollywood, especially Netflix and Disney, began targeting small children for sexualization. We all see it. We all know what's happening. So, I refuse to pretend it is anything other than evil or unforgivable. Hollywood needs to die before it can be salvaged. Every bit of bad news for today's entertainment media is good news for America, for the well-being of kids, for decency, and for normal people.